the high cost of going green in the auto industry. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Center for Automotive Research is holding a conference this week in Traverse City. A big part of the conference focuses on how to make the auto industry more sustainable. Brett Smith is the co-director of the Manufacturing, Engineering, and Technology Group with the Center for Automotive Research, and he joins me now. So first off, Brett, sustainability can be such a squishy term. It's really hard to define. How do you define it for the auto industry?
I think, Rebecca, as you say, it is really difficult. And if you look at sustainability, you can think about it for literally the viability, the sustainability of the company. Is the company going to be able to keep the factories open, keep the products moving? That simplistic. It also obviously has much bigger connotations to most folks, being long-term, the viability of the planet. I think the challenge for the auto industry is combining that sustainable short period with a sustainable long-term view. And it historically has been a great challenge for the auto industry, and one I think that's worth talking a lot about.
How do you think the auto industry can stay profitable while it's trying to chase this goal of sustainability?
I think that is the multi-billion-dollar question. It's a real challenge. It's not easy to make the automobile a more environmentally benign product. By nature, it uses energy, and that's an important part of it. The companies and the Environmental Protection Agency and others are working towards making it a more sustainable, viable model. But I think part of the challenge becomes in the technology and the way we use the vehicle and the different things the government is trying to do and the industry is trying to do to balance all of that.
When it comes to environmental sustainability, what are you seeing on the ground that automakers are doing?
The vehicles are becoming more fuel efficient. We have extremely fuel efficient vehicles right now, but nowhere near the goals that are set by the EPA for the coming 10 years. There's a lot of technology, an enormous amount of technology going into vehicles. Yet from the outsider's point of view, I think they'd look at it and say, well, it's really a slow incremental gain. We don't have fuel cell cars. We don't have electric battery or battery electric vehicles in high numbers here because the technology is enormously challenging and enormously costly. And the perception, I think, for most looking at the industry from the outside is, why don't you just do this? It should be easy. It's not easy.
Ford has pledged to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from its factories by an additional 30% over the next 12 years. Are any other automakers following suit there?
In terms of the pledge per se, not necessarily, but in terms of the actions, yes. In fact, several of the companies at our conference are talking about what they are doing in clean or green or clean vehicle manufacturing in the factories.
And how are they doing that? How do you make your factory produce fewer emissions?
Lots of the little pieces, better lighting, roofs that have plants on them. You have less waste. Zero waste facilities are now, I won't say a common play in the industry, but very, very much a goal, and many are headed that direction. Where you just don't have for shipping and other things, you don't have the waste coming out of it, reducing the energy, but also using solar and other forms to use the power. Again, it's expensive. It can pay back if you're done right, but it is challenging.
Brett Smith is the co-director of the Manufacturing, Engineering, and Technology Group with the Center for Automotive Research. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.